This is The Patience of Cautious Hearts by Fractionally Foxtrot, a BBC Merlin fanfic. It is rated for general audiences and no archive warnings apply. It features the relationship Gawain / Leon and has additional tags, waiting, and first dates. Summary. Gawain looked back over his shoulder at the open doors to the castle. He was usually up for helping with any of Merlin's mundane tasks, but today, right at that moment, he couldn't be pulled away. What are you doing? Gawain jumped at the sudden questioning, anticipation making him skittish in a way he didn't like. He whipped around to see Merlin looking back at him, a basket full of rags held in his hands. Nothing. The rise of Merlin's brow and the curve of his smile told Gawain that he'd answered far too quickly. Oh, good. Would you mind helping me then? Merlin asked, lifting the basket to emphasize his request. Arthur's got me polishing swords for tomorrow's ceremony. They don't have to be perfect, they just have to shine, and it would go twice as fast if you helped me. Gawain looked back over his shoulder at the open doors to the castle. He was usually up for helping with any of Merlin's mundane tasks. He often found the sheer volume of some tasks unfair to assign to just one person. But today, right at that moment, he couldn't be pulled away. Sorry, Merlin, he apologized. I can't. Why? I'm busy. You just said you weren't doing anything, Merlin pointed out. If Gawain had been less preoccupied, he would have noticed the amusement in Merlin's voice and the playful glint that shone in his eyes. Instead, his mouth hung open, waiting to voice some excuse that would explain his lack of availability and his mishandling of his own words. He abandoned the attempt to explain himself at the sound of footsteps coming down the stairs behind him. He turned to look and was both relieved and disappointed to see a servant with an armful of washing. Why do you keep looking at the doors? Merlin asked. He sounded very close, and Gawain looked back to see Merlin standing right next to him, a basket of rags moved to his hip. Are you waiting for someone? No, Gawain answered after shaking his head, trying to avoid the incriminating quickness of earlier. Merlin smiled, looking anything but convinced. Gawain hastily tried to decide which name, any one but the true one, Merlin would be least likely to question when he inevitably asked who Gawain was waiting for. He decided on Reynold, a new knight he knew Merlin wasn't very familiar with, when Merlin's eyes narrowed and he leaned forward and sniffed him. Have you bathed? Gawain took a step back, holding his arms up in question. I can't bathe? I honestly wasn't sure, Merlin shrugged. He laughed and Gawain rolled his eyes, not wanting to stray too far from their normal interaction. Unfortunately, Merlin's interest didn't end with his joke. Who have you bathed for? Merlin! They both looked up as Arthur, and only Arthur, came down the stairs. Gawain would never admit to it, but he was grateful for the princess's perfectly timed entrance. I asked you to polish the swords for the ceremony hours ago, Arthur said, crossing his arms and eyeing the basket in Merlin's hands pointedly. Have you really not started? I was just on my way. To the armory or to the tavern? Arthur questioned. Merlin tried to speak his defense, but Arthur turned him bodily and started him in the direction of the armory. There are other things that need to be done after that, Merlin, so it's really in your best interest if you start now. Gawain mouthed an apology when Merlin looked back at him, only to have Arthur course-correct him again. Arthur left Gawain with a nod and accompanied Merlin to the armory, guiding him with one hand on Merlin's back to keep him from straying from his task again. Gawain breathed a sigh of relief as they left the courtyard. As grateful as he'd been to see Arthur arrive, he was even happier to see him go. Arthur, had he stayed, had he seen who Merlin was asking about, would surely make fun of him. He was often the butt of Arthur and his fellow knights' jokes. He was fine with that. He never really minded. The jokes usually lightened the mood and lifted morale when they needed it most, and Gawain had no problem helping his brothers-at-arms that way. But he didn't want this to be a joke. They could have his height, his tendency to overdrink, his love of apples and cheese, his faulty knowledge of well-known songs, and his misfortune of riding his horse into a tree. They could have it all. Everything. Except this. Gawain wanted to keep this for himself for as long as possible. Gawain. Gawain jumped at the new voice, still not liking how skittish waiting made him. He turned around and was faced with Leon coming down the last of the stairs. Leon looked good in red. Gawain knew that. Had known that for some time. But Leon looked even better when it was the red of a well-tailored tunic, and not his knight's cloak, which came with too many layers of armor and duty. He preferred this red, and this Leon. The one who chose to spend time with him when he was under no obligation to do so. Leon stopped in front of him, a few of his curls falling over his face. It took Gawain a moment to find his usually quick tongue. Hi. Hi, Leon said with a smile, somehow imbuing the words with a casualness that escaped Gawain. Shall we go? If you still want to, Gawain found himself saying. Leon sighed, but in a way Gawain was beginning to distinguish from the ones he heard in training or on patrol. It was softer, more amused, less exasperated. It was fond. It was a distinction that made Gawain smile more than he liked to admit or was able to control, biting back his grin only when he realized how wide it was. Leon put both hands on Gawain's shoulders and turned him, pointing Gawain in the direction of the town and the proposed night at the tavern, leaning in as he started them walking. Why wouldn't I want to? He asked. Unwelcome answers sprung to Gawain's mind, but were quickly forgotten when Leon's hand trailed down Gawain's back instead of simply falling away from his shoulder. It slid down between his shoulder blades and lingered on the small of his back until they left the citadel and crossed into the town. I can't think of a single reason, Gawain said, speaking honestly while trying to infuse the sentence with charm. Leon smiled. Smiled, not laughed, and Gawain could feel his nerves finally beginning to settle. Neither can I.